Welcome to MadTech Daily, your daily dose of media, advertising, and technology news. I'm Dot, and today we're diving into developments in streaming, AI controversies, and agency shakeups. Let's start with Warner Brothers' move into Asia with its Max streaming service. They're taking an interesting approach here, focusing on their existing Hollywood content rather than investing heavily in local productions. The Max Hub will be available on local streaming services in New Zealand and Japan, as well as being available through bundling with partners in other Asian markets. The company is partnering with local platforms to build their presence before launching a standalone app in additional locations. It's similar to their strategy in the UK, where they partnered with Sky and plan to go solo in 2026. In AI news, we're seeing another legal challenge to OpenAI, this time from India. Asian News International, one of India's biggest news agencies, has filed a lawsuit in the Delhi High Court. They're claiming OpenAI used their content without permission to train AI models and even generated fake news under their name. This marks the first time an Indian media organization has taken legal action against OpenAI over copyright issues. And finally, some interesting developments in the ad agency world. Havas is gearing up for some potential big moves. CEO Yannick Bolloré has indicated they're eyeing significant merger and acquisition opportunities for once their Amsterdam stock market listing has been completed next month. This listing, part of parent company Vivendi's three-way split, could provide Havas with both increased visibility and a valuable currency for future acquisitions. Thanks for tuning in to MadTech Daily. I've been Dot. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow for more industry updates. Catch you next time.